Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone. Crispians.
Crispians.
You must be a Crispian now if you're on episode, whatever this is, probably
four, I think.
Four
or five.
Yeah, they might be out of order, but...
Yeah, who knows? Who cares? Come on.
Who's counting?
Come on, man. This is crisp, yeah? It's not admin. God.
What's the best crisp for admin?
Oh, you need... You can't have a distracting crisp.
No.
Who are the hoops that we're covering today? Because you could lose... Oh, my God. Your rings, you pretend to be Mr. T.
Yeah, they're too much of a distraction. They're too much of a fun Christmas.
They're too playful.
You need something play. I think you need something. I think it's got to be ready salted.
Yeah, in a bowl, maybe.
In a bowl, yeah. Ready salted. Maybe a kettle chip. Maybe just Walkers.
Walkers, cheese and onion. Yeah. I've got some spreadsheet to do. Get me Walkers out.
Yeah.
Good for walking and admin. Admin on the move. Walkers.
Anything where you're on the go.
Yeah.
You've got to be doing something else to have Walkers, I think. Mm. I don't think I'd go, I'm really going to concentrate on these Walkers.
I'd have to concentrate on them.
Some Chris I would.
Well, that's what I mean. This is why I always have Walkers for me no-look Christopher Nolan crisp.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No-look, it's just perfect for that Walkers. Mm. They are, obviously, they're the, you know, the biggest sellers and stuff. They're the mainstay. But they're the mainstay for a reason.
Yeah. They're fantastic. You can't knock the quality of a Walker's.
The Coronation Street. Do you know what I mean?
The Coca-Cola.
The fish and chips on a Friday. Drowning off your granddad.
Yeah.
The Walker's.
Got a new advert.
Granddad.
You have been remember being drowned by your granddad? No. Walker's. Pure nostalgia.
Like the Werther's original.
Yeah.
Scamp.
But yeah, today, we're not talking about Walkers, we're talking about Hula Hoops.
Hula Hoops. I think it's one of the few brands where Ready Salted's right up there in terms of the best flavour for them.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you
there. Yeah.
But I don't think there's a bad flavour of Hula Hoops.
No, I don't either.
I love a cheese and onion.
I love a cheese and onion.
I love Ready Salted. I love a salt and vinegar. I love a beef.
Oh, a beef Hula Hoop.
Yeah.
Beef crisps are often, I think, beef-flavoured crisps. I remember once I was on the coach United away.
Yeah.
I was going West Ham or something. And someone was doing a crisp run.
Was it you? Was it me?
And my mate nudged me and said, don't be getting anything gay like twirls.
Right, so twirls are gay.
They are gay, aren't they?
They're a bit gay. They're not... I like twirls.
I love prawn
cocktail. I like a lot... Oh, you mean twirls? I was thinking twirls the chocolate.
No.
Twirls the crisp.
Mm.
Oh, they're like the spiral things.
Yeah, because my mate... Because this was like 2021.
Mm.
It was... Yeah, it was when James... Oh, it was West Ham away when James Collins scored twice, I think. Cup, maybe. Anyway, so my mate was like, don't be getting any gay crisps and that. Because I'm like, I don't give a fuck, mate. I'm flamboyant. Do you know what I mean?
If there's one thing about Jamie Hutchinson, yeah, he's flamboyant.
But there was just this, like, it's just this, like, well, I'm getting flame killed, my colleagues.
Don't get anything gay, and you're there in a cocktail just going, I'm not.
But do you know this? I think Flame Girl McCoy's are well overrated.
I'm a big fan of Flame Girl McCoy's, I'll be honest.
I don't mind the taste, but I just think it's proper. What are you hiding, you? I think it's little man syndrome.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why I like him.
I mean, that's so funny. Oh, no. It's proper fucking Ferrari at 40 kind of crisp.
Right, yeah. They're a blokey crisp, oh, aren't they?
They're trying to be blokey.
Yeah. A hard man crisp. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to get a Yorkie as well, are you? God, you're so hard. Well, I'm having a twirl with twirls.
Dipping them in.
And I'm just being me.
I do like a bag of the chocolate twirls. I know this isn't a chocolate podcast, but...
Hey, listen. We go down the aisle.
Yeah. We do, to be honest, we do stray quite a bit from crisps, yeah. It's not ridiculous that we would talk about chocolate. We stray. When in other episodes we talked about...
My granddad drowning me. People aren't going to go, well, this isn't about crisps.
I bet there's going to be, at some point, somebody who watches this or listens to this because they think it's just about crisps.
Yeah.
And to you, I hope you find what you're looking for.
Sorry, I mean, it covers it.
Yeah. Come for the crisps, stay for the abusive granddad.
Yeah, stay for the abusive granddad. I find beef crisps overbearing, too masculine. Like, oh God, you're Larry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not that into them. I don't like the taste. I think it's the culture around beef crisps.
It's the reputation that you'd get.
That's what I mean. It's a Stone Island jacket.
Yeah.
Get the flame grilled in.
Get the badge in.
That's what it's like to me.
You were taking pictures like that. Chris.
It's a Stone Islander, Chris.
It is the Stone Islander, Chris. You're 100% correct. But a beef hula hoop.
A beef hula hoop's great, and it's like, you know, it's nice.
I feel like we were saying, Ready Salted is a good flavour of hula hoops. Am I being mental? When I was a kid, I think they were the only flavour of hula hoops.
Oh, maybe.
I remember being blown away that there was cheese and onion.
Yeah, I do, yeah. I wonder if there's... Can you Google it?
When were cheese and onion hula hoops invented?
Yeah. Just the history of hula hoops. Because I have that same thought with you. Do you know what would be weird? Oh, my God. Imagine they came up with salt and shake for different flavours.
What, like pepper and shake?
Like prawn cocktail flavouring.
Oh, right. Not just like a bag of prawns in there.
No. like one of those recipe kits you get at home.
Yeah.
Make your own prawn cocktail, Chris. Take 2 hours. Do it at home.
Cheese and onion. Steak, Chris, and he said you had cow. Right. When did cheese and onion come out? Well, 1973 was Hula Hoops.
Yeah. Got a very 80s feel.
There's a Wikipedia page. Are we going to read a Wikipedia page?
Yeah, let's do it. They must have started out with Ready Salted.
I'm pretty sure, it doesn't say it, but I'm pretty sure they started out with Ready Salted and then maybe the 90s. Yeah, late 90s they started doing flavours.
Come on. Of course, mate. It was Spice Girls, Liam and Noel, New Labour, Cheese and Onion Hula Hoops. It's so 97.
I remember the cheese and onion hula hoops being overshadowed by the death of Princess Diana. The marketing people were livid.
We just got out of Oasis and Blur, and that was cheese and onion hula hoops and Golden Wonder.
They did that thing as well. That they remember when there was like a competition for if you found a square hula hoop, you won like
$50,000
or whatever.
No, that's good though.
Yeah, they had someone from. They had Harry Enfield advertising. He's like, hula hoops around. They're staying around. They'll be around forever. Do you remember that guy?
No, I love Harry Enfield, though.
Yeah.
Harry Enfield and chums, yeah. I like crisp competitions.
Yes.
Find a note, mate.
Yes. In the Walkers, you had the little blue packet.
The blue packet with a note. Yeah. An actual note.
Yeah. You just have a tenner in there, yeah.
It's one of the greatest days of your life, finding a note, man.
Yeah.
In there.
Yeah, I think any time you... I think finding any money... do you remember the first time you found money on the floor?
Not off memory, no.
I remember being in WH Smith and finding a fiver and feeling like this is the greatest thing that has ever happened. I was only like 8. I was like, this is the greatest thing that has ever happened to anyone.
It's Charlie the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. But for a fiver. But then I could buy...
multiple packs.
A lot more stuff than you could do now.
I remember my first gambling win. I got a lucky 15 up. Right. On like 80 odd quid. And my grand taxed me 60. So I had 20 quid left. And I still just thought, I was about 8 at the time. When Pokemon was massive. And got, you know, like a bumper starter pack of Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, this is the... this is... I'm new money.
I've not changed. Everyone else has changed.
I'm part of the aristocracy, but I don't belong here. Short Pokemon Club.
You're the Great Gatsby.
Yeah, but it was like a Pokemon Club, and they had like
went to Pokemon Club.
Yeah, in Woolworths. Not Woolworths, maybe Woolworths. Yeah.
I remember going to for the Premier League stickers. I used to collect them. And at McDonald's, there'd be like a swap shop where you could go and you could swap with people and stuff. And they'd put them all on the table. And you'd be like, just fucking...
Do you remember shootout cards?
No. Mine was before. That was the Merlin stickers.
Oh, I love shootout cards. Shootout cards were mint in high school.
Right.
And I remember... one of the first time I've ever completed anything.
Yeah.
I've never completed a game in my life.
Yeah.
A video game, because I'm not good at them. I can't do it. Do you know what I mean? Never completed anything. Never had the commitment to... the only other thing, other than shootout cards, all 2003 season, was the Rugrats magazine collection.
We collected all the magazines?
Of Rugrats.
Wow. How many were there?
Rugrats World Tour magazine. Google Rugrats World Tour magazine. This will bring back. It's like facts about France, but delivered by Chucky.
You can buy them on eBay.
Rugrats around the world, yeah, that's them.
There you go, all 20 quid.
Yeah, so you used to get your like weekly, like the first ones are a quid and
eight
quid a week. So I got them. That's the only other thing I completed.
Can I tell you one of the most heartbreaking things that's ever happened in my life was I used to collect the Merlin stickers and the 97-98 season, great season.
Guy celebrating over Miles' goal, innit?
Yeah, it was that season. So on the front of the book was Cantona. Oh, no, maybe it was 96. 96, it was 96, 97 then. It was Cantona and Shearer on the front. Anyway, so when you got to, you needed 50 left, you could write to Merlin and with the exact ones you need, and they would send you the 50. So I finally got to, I needed 50 to go. I was like, right, Mum, can I write this? And she said, yeah, and she helped me do it and stuff. Wrote all the numbers. And they sent all through. But I had Jason McAteer and I didn't have Rob Jones. And they sent me Jason McAteer and didn't send me Rob Jones. So I was missing it by one. And you can't buy packs then because you just have to one sticker. So it just went unfinished by one.
I had the same problem. James Beater.
James Beater. In his Blackburn or Southampton days.
Southampton 02-03. Height of James Beater.
Oh, yeah. Would have thought it'd be a popular sticker.
Card.
Oh, card, yeah.
And I bought it off someone. I bought it off Kyle McCallum because he had 3 Beaters.
Oh, really? Could you not have swapped him? Did you not have
It was a seller's market.
Yeah.
So
gave him all your Rugrats magazines.
I gave him a bottle of Coke. So I'll give you a bottle of Coke for you, James Beater.
I would have given anything for that Rob Jones. And it pained me even more because he was a Liverpool player.
Yeah.
It's like I was, and then what I did was, so I tried to collect him the next year, but by then the magic was gone. Like I was still too disheartened. But I got Rob Jones really early on in the new one. I was like, the irony. And I was like, maybe I should just put this Rob Jones in that magazine. and I put it in and immediately regretted it. It was like, it doesn't match. It's not right. And
you're cheating yourself.
I was cheating myself. I was so sad. I was so sad.
I remember I had Ian Dzeu, you know, the Portsmouth captain.
Yeah. And Wigan.
Yeah. I had him just a loose card when I was cleaning my room once. It's like getting rid of all old shit. And right at the bottom of this, like, just fucking box of shit, right at the bottom, as I went, shoot out card, Ian Dzeu. And I welled up, just thinking of them days, man, just stood on the quad in the rain, saying, oh, bring your beaters. Saying, you got 5 Chris Marsdens. And...
Chris Marsden. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Has anyone got a Graham Lasalle?
Yeah, you're getting Lasalles on your left.
I need a United kit shiny.
Oh, but it was such boys, man. Boys are fucking gay, aren't they?
Yeah. Speaking of twirls. Anyway, we do have a subject to talk about today.
Yes, it's a Hula Hoops episode. So, obviously, we've got to talk about Titanic.
Wait, are we talking, when you said this before, are we talking about the Titanic or the film Titanic?
Well, both.
Right, okay.
The film triggered my love.
Yeah. This is very much an obsession of Jamie's.
Are you not into it?
I like the film. It's a good film, but I wouldn't say I'm obsessed with
it. It is a good film.
It's a great film. It's 12 Oscars.
Yeah, it's so annoying when people sneer at Titanic.
It's an amazing film.
Does my fucking head in, you know.
That was the first 12 that I watched at the cinema. I wasn't 12. This was before the days of 12A.
Do you know what the first 12A was?
Was it Spider-Man?
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, because they brought in for that, because it was a 12, but it was obviously aimed at kids as well. But yeah, that was the first one. I went in with stepdad, and I was like, what if they don't let me in? What if they don't let me in? And they let me in. I felt like the oldest person in the world.
Yeah, Titanic's great, man.
It was a great film, yeah. It was, I think it won the most Oscars ever at the time.
Yeah.
It was a little bit on 12.
I remember... like summer 2000, 99, 2000, we was on a holiday in caravan in Wales.
Your caravan sank. It's just on the Titanic.
It amusements. Caravan sank. So my mum. A brother, my auntie, uncle, and their 2 kids. Yeah.
How big is this fucking caravan?
Oh, we were just all, it's, you know, it's fucking 2000, isn't it?
Yeah, it's piling. Yeah. Sleeping on the floor.
Do you know what I mean? We're like 2 years into cheese and onion Hula Hoops. It's a different time.
It's a different time.
5 years prior to beef.
No one even considered beef. Beef Hula Hoops would have blown our minds.
So we're they go, right, we're going out onto the town, and you know where you'd get away with it now. My mum and my auntie said to me and Liam, who were born like 5 days apart, we were like 9, and she goes, right, yous can stay on your own. But you got to stay in the confines of the park.
Yeah.
So like, fucking hell.
I remember doing the same thing in caravan. No way would you let 8 or 9 year old kids just run feral now.
And she gave us a tenner each.
Wow.
And we said, and I said, you know, this is all Jack Dawson had in the world. And I pretended I was Jack Dawson for the day. So I was like, because at the time I thought the story of Titanic was there was a Jack Dawson and a Rose and stuff. Yeah. I thought the love story was true.
Oh, you thought they were real people?
Yeah, because I was obviously like
an idiot.
I was obviously only about 8 when it come out.
Right. Did you think all films are real at that point? Like Jurassic Park.
I knew Titanic was real.
Yeah, yeah.
The event.
Yeah.
So I just therefore thought
the whole thing
everything the whole narrative was true.
This is funny. Me and an ex once were watching Armageddon. You've seen Armageddon, right? If you've not seen Armageddon, Armageddon is a film where Bruce Willis and Matt Damon and some other people
fly
to an asteroid to put a nuclear bomb on it to explode because it's about to hit Earth. They put a nuke on it and it explodes and whatever, and some of them die. Spoiler alert. Anyway, at the very end of that film, there's the funeral scene where someone died. And in that scene, this ex that I was seeing at the time said, "Is this based on a true story?" She just sat through the whole film about exploding an asteroid and thought it was a true story.
That's incredible.
Yeah, an adult woman.
Oh my God. Because I've definitely on Titanic. And we it's such a good day. We just felt like we are so rogue right now.
Yeah.
And what we've done is my cousin sneakily left the caravan bathroom window open so we could climb in and out without our mums knowing.
Right.
And we went out to the beach away from the grounds.
Away from the confines of the caravan park.
And we went right out. It was like the tide was out. We went right out and the sand was wet and I was just like, oh, it's sinking sand and stuff. Do you remember we got stuck in the sinking sand? And it was just wet. took the shine off it a bit.
Do you remember when you was a kid how much quicksand was on films and TV shows?
I know, like 999.
Yeah, is it even real?
I think quicksand is real.
Is it? Because it seemed like it would be a danger that would be around all the time.
Such a pathetic way to go.
Yeah, if you died from quicksand.
Come on.
Yeah.
That was good. Do you remember 999?
Yeah, with the bald guy.
Michael Burke.
Yeah.
One of the best intros of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he'd run into an helicopter.
I used to be scared of 999 because there was some of them were harrowing.
Oh.
And when you're a young kid, I was like, if my mum was watching it, I'd be like, I don't really want to watch it because I'll be scared later.
I loved how he introduced it and stuff. So he'd go, it was just a 7-year-old birthday party. Then disaster struck. Oh, yeah. Have I told you about my 999 fantasy?
No. I assume you've got a lot of fantasies.
Oh, this is really weird. Looking back now, I thought this is a bit...
If you're saying this is weird...
So, it links into Titanic because at my grand's house, we had like 5 videos. I used to go every Saturday.
Yeah.
Titanic, 999 Lifesavers. Da Vinci and Lost.
A lot of emergency.
Emergency.
So far.
Da Vinci and Lost soccer skills. Because you never know, you want to whip out a Cruyff to save you from a sinking ship.
It was just an ordinary training session.
That disaster struck. Quick, the boat's sinking. Give me a ball then. Standing kick me up as a boat sinks.
Kicks a ball and knocks the iceberg out of the way.
There's a cat stuck in a tree, I'll boot it out. How to save a life in David Ginnell. 14.
I've been impaled on this spike. Just kicks him off.
David Ginnell at soccer school, Jungle Book, and Fox and the Hound.
The cartoon Jungle Book?
Yeah. And Fox and the Hound.
Right.
So I'd watch Titanic once every 2 weeks.
Okay.
I've watched it hundreds of times.
I think in them days, I think we were the generation, and probably the last generation, that would obsess over the same films, and I don't think that's ever going to happen again.
No.
Because then, you would just have those 5 or 6 videos or whatever, and you just watch over and over again. True. But now, because of YouTube and Netflix, there's no point in doing that.
I think there's something more exciting about watching someone on VHS as well.
Yeah.
It's got a bit of, I'm doing something tangible.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
There's the flip circle bits at the end.
Yeah.
You play with, makes a noise. You don't know if it's rewound.
Or if it's been it might have been taped over.
Oh, taped over. It's one of my grand's Catherine Cookson dramas.
I went to, I was filming at a car boot sale once. And someone was selling, this was like, it must have been like 2011, 2012. Someone was selling a VHS of Jurassic Park that they taped off the telly. But all it was just someone had written Jurassic Park on it. So it could have been anything. And, like, you know, you could take the little clips out and stuff. Yeah. So that was out. So it might have been Jurassic Park. And it might not have been.
I remember. And I cannot believe, because I've tried to Google this loads of times, and everyone I've ever asked have never seen this film.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to think it's a figment of the imagination now. But it's a film about a car boot sale called Jim's Gift.
Right.
And I'm sure it was Jim Broadbent in it, who's a pretty big actor.
Yeah.
So Jim's Gift, honest to God, I cannot believe this film does not exist on the internet. It's mental to me. It's so good. Goes to a car boot sale. He gets a video player, and then sort of like then this genie sort of appears, and he can go back in time
through the video player.
Yeah, so he goes back in time, and like his dad wins a bet and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so good.
Right,
but I can never find it. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
I mean, it sounds shit.
Oh, it's terrible. But for all the right reasons, it's mint.
Have you Googled it?
I've Googled it loads of times, man. Can never find
Jim
it.
Jim Broadbent.
I thought it was him. Someone who looks like him.
Here it is.
Oh, my God.
Jim's Gift TV movie.
Mate, it's so good.
A young boy receives a magical VCR with the power to replay the past and preview the future, and the comfortable middle-class existence is thrown into complete chaos.
It's so bad, it's brilliant though.
Is he the Jim Broadbent guy?
Maybe.
Doug Bradley.
Mr. Winthrop. I'm going to have to watch it. I'm going to have to re-watch it. Oh, Nick Frost, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Huh? Well, 96, so he must have been young then.
Yeah.
Well, before the space days.
Yeah, so...
they can buy it on Amazon.
Yeah, that was just a film about a car boot sale.
£32. Maybe we should watch it.
It is good.
If you want us to watch this,
we'll do a live reaction to Jim's Gift because it'll be so. I get really. Oh my God! Do you know what I get so? Right. My mum bought me this when I was 21, and I cried.
Okay.
A Day Full of Songs.
Right.
Oh, Joe, the guy, he has like 10 kids.
I don't know.
In his care. And he goes around London singing nursery rhymes.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Is it a film?
No, yeah, it was like a kid's video.
Right, right, right.
A Day Full of Songs. It's like, Brontosaurus. Da, 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 da. Do you know what I mean?
No. What? It's a guy just going around London singing songs. It's aimed at young children.
Yes, 4 or 5 year olds.
And your mum brought it you when you was old.
And I was cried. She bought it me as a joke present.
Oh,
she saw
right, because you used to like it.
And I used to obsess over it, and I just burst into tears. I was like, because I get so nostalgic over my childhood and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I really get like, oh my God, like regretful that I'm 32 now.
Yeah.
And I just want to be that 6 year old boy again.
Getting drowned every Friday night by your granddad.
Watching Titanic. I mean, that's what they do for staying at my grand's. Watch Titanic and get drowned in a bath.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're Jack.
Why can't I be Rose? Stop being gay. What have I told you about 12?
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, so Titanic, I watch it pretty much every Christmas day.
It's always on at Christmas, isn't it? I think it's because it's such a long film.
Yeah.
It's like 3.5 hours long, so they always put it on at Christmas just because it fills so much time.
No, but I watch it like 2 a.m, pissed up.
Right, Netflix or whatever.
Because the thing is, the story of Titanic's amazing. The conspiracy around the shifting of blame and stuff is really interesting. So you mean
Rose should have let Jack on the
No, 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 I mean like the real, like Bruce Ismay.
Yeah.
He was the Harry Maguire of his day. He's the biggest scapegoat in history. Terrible.
Yeah.
But over the top.
Yeah.
He got dog's abuse.
So was he the captain?
No. He was the owner of the White Star Line.
Right, okay.
So he was pushing to go faster because he wants to break records. He's a marketing guru, mate. It goes hand in hand.
But, like Icarus.
Yeah.
Exactly. He reached too close to the sun.
He did.
Too close to the sun.
So, Bruce Ismay, it's covered in the film, wrongly. He's the one who sneaks onto the boat as a man.
Oh, right, yeah, Billy Zane?
No. Not Billy Zane, the one with the moustache. Like the
I know what you mean.
He just goes on and he's like, and he doesn't look back.
Yeah.
That's true, he did never look back. He never looked at this sinking ship. He just stayed like that.
Well, just like in his life before, he's always looking forward.
So he was accused of cowardice.
Yeah.
He was just made the, you know, ungentlemanly to get on the boat while women and children and stuff.
Easy to say that if you weren't on the boat.
Oh, no, it is, isn't it?
Like, if you're on a boat, and also, he probably knows a lot about boats. Right?
Yeah.
So he knows that...
It's fucked. Yeah, he knew it was fucked.
Yeah.
Because the architect, the shipbuilder, Mr. Andrews... That was so embarrassing. Then.
Was he in the film? Is he the guy who goes...
He's It's mathematical certainty.
Yeah. It's made of iron, sir. I assure you, she can.
It's a mathematical certainty. Oh, yeah. They're true words, I was said. In the inquest and stuff, it was really, really rushed. So there's one in America, one in England. The one in America was a day after it fucking happened. Like a few days after.
What was it? What in America?
Like...
Another ship?
No, like a court case about like what happened and stuff. An inquest, whatever it's called.
Oh, so they did an inquest the next day?
Yeah. Like very, very soon after anyway. Like really rushed. Because it was just like a PR disaster.
Yeah.
So we need someone that's got a fucking role. Bruce Ismay was made to be a scapegoat, be a coward. Didn't do anything illegal, but he was made to be a coward. He was wrapped with guilt for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Always had survivors.
He would say that.
No, he had survivors. He had like deep bouts of depression.
All right.
He only ever mentioned Titanic once, and that was when his grandkids were, because he was famously very deliberate with his words. He very rarely spoke. He was a strong silent type.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
He actually saw the iceberg well in advance.
Yeah.
Quite a strong silent.
Possibly.
Not for me to say. Not for me to say.
Stiff up a lip. What's a strong silent crisp?
A strong silent crisp.
Yeah, what's a strong silent? What's a crisp with a strong silent man?
I think you're gonna go for some. You know what? Maybe it is McCoy's. But I think
McCoy's too brash.
Yeah, he's a bit over the top. Yeah. Maybe it's a plain crisp.
Maybe a roast beef Walkers.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
Strong silent type.
Or just, you know, in like the real olden days when crisp, like the reason ready salted exists is because they've got salt on.
Mm.
Before that, there was like flavorless crisps. Maybe it's that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just.
Well, he was that.
Yeah. You know what? He makes his own crisps.
Yeah, he makes his own crisps. Possibly in some pink packaging. Gentlemanly.
55 pence. I've got potatoes at home.
Expires on a Thursday.
Barbara, get the crisp up. Get my crisping machine.
Expire on a Thursday? You're not Norwegian.
Not in this house.
We're Britain. Saturday is crisp expiry day.
Oh my god. Such a boring mate. No dip.
No.
Never had a dip in his Bruce life.
Has made, never had a dip. Never have a dip.
Yeah, the crisps on the Titanic were completely flavourless.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Some people wanted it to
in
sink.
In first class, in steerage, there's twills going on. There's all sorts.
It's the party. It's the party level.
There's party ring crisps, the packets, the yeah. biscuits. Oh, it's fucking, oh my god, the scampi fries around there. It's.
They've got hula hoops on their fingers.
Oh, yeah.
And all the upper class people go, oh my god. So uncouth.
No money. How vulgar. Tell me about steerage. I heard there's what is it, prawn cocktail? Really? And a crisp? Well, very untoward. You won't get under that on the Catatonia.
What crisps are they having on the lifeboat?
Oh, you want something warm.
Yeah.
Chilli heat wave, maybe.
Oh, a chilli heat wave, yeah, yeah, maybe something spicy. You want something filling as well, because you're going to be on there a while.
Yeah, and I was going to say Flaming Hot Monster Munch, but you don't want to see another hole.
I'm fucking sick of holes.
Because if you have enough Doritos to go, you can make a little sail.
No, what you want is two tubes of Pringles and you just oars.
That's a good one, yeah. Fets around rowing Pringles, dear. This ship's going down.
Women and Pringles first.
It's the Pringle man. That's what he's based on.
The Pringle guy. Are we going to run out? They're made of Pringles, sir. I assure you we can.
You can't row, sir. The Pringles tubes, I assure you they can.
It's a mathematical certainty.
But once we pop, we can't stop, sir.
Oh, we can't stop. We need to keep going.
I assure you, the chemicals in, you can't. It's a mathematical certainty.
The MSG levels in this.
Once you pop, you can't stop. What Pringles expert. That would, I show you, you can't. The mathematical sentence.
Pringles, good if you're in a lifeboat.
Oh, fucking hell, it's so fucking daft. Oh. And yeah, he only mentioned.
And some people were thinking, what's crisp got to do with the Titanic?
Oh, see. Plus, if it comes to. I mean, so one of the reasons why they didn't go back for the boats. This is so callous, by the way. Loads of people that some of the boats, one was 12.
Right.
These, I know, he goes, oh, we can't fit them in. These ships were built for 80 Irish men. They can hold them.
Oh, yeah.
Fill the boats.
I need to watch Titanic again. Oh, whatever it is.
Amazing, man.
It's such a good film.
And some of them only are 12.
Right.
And they was looking at the people dying and stuff. And Captain Smith, and it's edited out the film, but I've got a scene. I know a guy. This should be good. Oh, Pringles are so good in a disaster. Because he uses a megaphone.
Yeah.
If you got rid of, yeah. You could shout into a Pringle.
Yeah.
For an SOS. And it's a good flare.
It's a good flare. It's a weapon.
Oh my God.
You could put a drink in it. Piss in it.
Fuck.
I think Pringle, I think Pringles are the ultimate disaster crisp.
Oh, they are so good.
If only I'd done a 9/11.
Well, they look like 9/11. Yeah.
I reckon if someone had a full tube of Pringles on that plane, they could have knocked out one of the terrorists.
Yeah.
Or just tempted him with some lovely Pringles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once we pop, and we cannot stop.
Yeah, they did pop.
And stopped instantly.
Yeah, they stopped. Yeah, they were going really quick, and then they stopped.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. And there was like, we're not going back. They'll take over the boats. They'll swarm the boats. So they just let them freeze to death. It's so callous, man. Mm-hmm. And that's when Molly Brown goes, they're your men. They're your men. Yeah. And he goes, you don't sit there and laugh. There's going to be one less on this bout. Remember?
Yeah, do you remember, though? It's something I would never have remembered. Yeah, but when you say it, like, I know exactly.
You don't shut my owl in your face.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Billy Zane like gets the little girl, doesn't he? And he's like, yeah. I'm all she has in the world.
Please. Much hustle work.
Some cunts on that Titanic. Yeah.
Your money.
It was more a film about class.
Yeah, your money can't save you here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I remember the old couple. They were like,
Murdoch didn't shoot himself in real life.
Right.
That was bollocks.
I mean, if you were on the Titanic, would you, and you knew it was going to sink, would you just shoot yourself if you had the opportunity?
No, I'd try and survive.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I'm a survivalist. Plus, you know how the pastry chef survived.
You sound like a divorced woman. I'm a survivor. Look, I get loads of shit. But if I'm on the Titanic, I am not shooting myself.
Sick of snakes, you'll think the kids from now on.
That's what Billy Zane said.
What Samuel L. Jackson said in Snakes on a Plane.
Sick of snakes. It's just me and the kids. It's just me and the kids, motherfucker.
I'm sick of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking Facebook.
Sick of these motherfucking ex on this motherfucking plane.
Just me and the fucking kids.
That's a film. Ex on a Plane.
Oh, ex on a plane. I'm sick of this motherfucking.
You get on a plane and there's 10 of your exes on there. Oh, fuck's sake.
Fucking hell. Paul Rudd would star in that.
Yeah.
That is such Paul Rudd film, isn't it?
He's so lovely, though. I think he'd just get on with all his exes.
No, I think he'd his new girlfriend's a nightmare, and he falls in love with his ex back on the plane.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a good film. Yeah, and he only mentioned Titanic once, where his grandkid said, "Grandpapa, have you ever been on a ship? Have you ever been on
Is that all it took?
No.
Like, surely someone else has mentioned boats to him.
No.
He swore a boat company.
No, there was... He went, "Grandpapa, have you ever been on a sinking ship?"
Well, but he used to say that.
And he went, "Just one." That's all he said.
Right. Wow. See, I'd have thought that people would ask him about it a lot.
Yeah, but he makes his own crisps, this man.
So, does being the strong, silent type just get you off crimes? Because in that inquest, surely they asked him about it.
No, he didn't. He wasn't.
If I murder someone, yeah, I'm going to get sent down whether I'm a strong, silent type or not.
But he didn't kill anyone. Plus, he also saved a lot of lives.
Right.
He ushered a lot of people and forced people to get in the boats. You know, when people were like, "Oh, it'll be sound, fuck it."
Yeah.
Guggenheim.
And COVID.
Yeah,
people
not
getting vaccinated.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, but he was ushering people to the vaccine centres.
Yeah.
Lifeboats.
Yeah.
Imagine people were like, "Oh, you don't believe all that lifeboat nonsense, do you?"
Bill Gates trying to sell lifeboats.
Come on, mate. Oh, what, do you have to pay for your Pringle tubes on the lifeboats, do you?
Mate, there's no such thing as icebergs.
Not such thing as icebergs.
The sea's not real, man.
Come on, bro. We've got gills, man.
I actually believe in a dry earth.
Yeah, a dry earth.
The dry earth theory. Sea's not real.
Oh.
Me and my mate used to make up conspiracy theories and put them on forums and stuff. On, like, conspiracy forums. And one of them was that people don't need water to live, right? But if you have water once, you're addicted forever.
Oh, that's a good one.
So, like, it's like heroin, and it was invented by... And basically, the Romans knew this, so that's why they made all the aqueducts and stuff, so they could give more people water, so they could sell water. But really, you don't actually need it. And people were believing it, going, this actually makes sense if you actually think about it.
That's the thing with conspiracy theories. They never believe just one, do they?
Yeah, yeah. If you believe in a flat earth, you believe in loads of other shit. Yeah, yeah.
But there was, I mean, a conspiracy, it sounds, I hate the word, but there was, there's a conspiracy in terms of just trying to usher the blame onto Ismay, and it was all fucking done, swept under the carpet very quickly. It weren't a thorough investigation at all.
Right.
So that's where the actual conspiracy is.
Right. Wasn't the one that, like, the Titanic wasn't even the Titanic? There was another boat.
Yeah, it's just tedium.
But that's just stupid, because it's still a boat that sank.
No, it's just tedium.
Yeah. But then I think I remember seeing that, like, they knew it would sink, and so they sent the shit one out, but called it the Titanic.
Yeah, but
because they knew it would sink.
The thing is with that, things like that, and 9/11, you know, inside job, why would they kill 3,000 people?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The 9/11 one is mental for me, that it's an inside job, because... Imagine the balls you'd have to have to be the first person to go, you know what we could do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if they're not into the idea and you've misread that situation, you're fucked.
I know, you want us to what?
You want us to blow up 2 buildings in our own country? Yeah, because control. Then the amount of people that would have to be involved in it.
But as soon as you say, yeah, we do that, and you're like, oh, right, fine. I thought there was no such thing as a bad idea. Okay. No worries.
Look, we've got to reach for the stars here, guys. We're not going to get anywhere by being boring, by doing the same as everyone else.
Fucking
we've got to be original.
Yeah, I'm outside the box, fine. Well, that's high treason. That's,
yeah.
That's industrial mass murder. Okay. Just...
terrorism against your own people.
I thought we were spitballing here.
Yeah. All right, not this, but what if?
Something like...
Right, this is going to sound bad, but what... Right, not this, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Crash 2 planes into the Twin Towers, right? But then, blame it on someone else. Not that, obviously, yeah, but something like that.
Something like that. And the president's at a primary school. Yeah. Well, that all happens. To show he's caring, something like that.
I don't. I'm not.
We was thinking about immigration reform. Okay, fine. Well, don't. We won't blow the buildings up then. Fine.
Fine. Do your tax hike. See if I care.
That's stroppy about trying to get 9/11 through.
Yeah. Look, I'm not going to go on about it, right? But it is a good idea.
Oh, so good.
Going into a meeting later. Look, I've had time to calm down. I do think it's good. I don't think I pitched it very well.
I know. We were talking about the Christmas do. What about? Stop suggesting mass murder.
I'm not into conspiracy theories, really, but I do like the really mental ones. Like, I'm a bit obsessed with the world being a simulation.
Oh, yeah.
I love that theory. I think, genuinely... It's probably not true, but it might be true.
Simulation from what, though? What's real, then?
So my theory, this is of a lot of different theories that I read about, is that so people in the future, like a catastrophe has happened, say global warming has happened, and so they've made 1 billion simulations of Earth, each with a little variable, to see what would fix global warming, and we're one of them.
Oh, sick, isn't it?
So we're just trying to fix that, really. And there's like different bits of, so like in ours, maybe Hitler happened, but in all the others, he didn't. Yeah. And so it's like, can we fix it? Yes, we can. With a Bob the Builder universe. It's my Bob the Builder theory.
It's the Neil Morrissey theory.
Yeah.
Neil Morrissey is God.
Neil Morrissey is God. He's created billions and billions of simulations like The Sims. To try and fix, to try and save humanity.
And in every single simulation, he has a middling career.
Yeah. He's in a different sitcom in each one. Yeah. So in one, he's like Bryn from Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah. Morrissey is Bryn. Oh,
but he's a different character in each one. They're different. different simulations. That's so
funny. Do you have a favourite disaster?
A favourite disaster. I mean, 9/11 is the king, isn't it? Nothing's ever going to beat 9/11.
Nah, it's goated, isn't it?
Yeah, unless I think the only way you can beat 9/11 is like a nuke, which I like. I'll tell you what I like is the atom bomb. That's a good disaster.
Yeah, Titanic's mine.
Yeah, it's a good disaster. I like the atom bombs because we were on the side that did it. We just never talk about how horrific it was.
Oh, that's just typical of our culture.
Yeah, we just never discuss it. Right. And there's a story that I like that there was a guy in the first one. I don't know which one the first one was, Hiroshima or maybe. And he was there on business. And then after, and he survived. Yeah. And then he got a train the next day to Nagasaki. And he was in that one as well. And he survived that.
Yes. And then obviously he's from fucking hell. Should we invite Mike to the barbecue? Bit of a risk.
Yeah. Not near the gas.
Mike the nuke. Yeah. Fuck that.
Oh, cancer, radioactive Roy.
Come on, mate. For everywhere you go, you just, honestly, you're such a Jonah.
They're just like buses out
there. Such a jink, yeah. Honestly. I'll tell you what I do like. I like a good scandal.
Okay.
Do you like a political scandal and stuff? And stuff that really is at the heart of, like, I've just done one on Jeremy Thorpe. Do you know him?
No.
So Jeremy Thorpe was a Liberal MP, but was gay. He had a gay affair.
Was it Hugh Grant did a thing about
yes.
it? Yeah, yeah. I seen it advertised and I watched it.
Yeah, a British scandal.
British scandal, yeah.
And he gets away with it, but basically he's having an illicit affair with a teenage lad. Jeremy Thorpe's career's rising and rising. This kid's going down and down.
On him.
Like the Titanic. hula hoops.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. A lot of anal sex.
Yeah.
The hoop.
The hula hoop of sex.
The hoop. Very beef hoop. Very beef hoop.
I often look at beef hula hoops and think gay sex.
I just think Jeremy Thorpe. Yeah.
Jeremy Thorpe's fingers.
Yeah.
In many a beef hula hoop.
He's having an affair with this lad. Jeremy Thorpe's career is going from strength to strength. This lad's coming off the rails, has mental health breakdown and stuff. The lad is an act of revenge because it was when being gay was illegal. The glory years. No, I'm joking. You couldn't even eat a twirl.
You got 3 years for eating a twirl.
The secret twirl clubs.
That's why beef hula hoops didn't come out until the 90s.
There was twirl clubs, twirl saunas, they call them.
Underground twirl clubs. The Greeks, though, were very open about their twirls.
That's what I mean. Well, it was back then. Yeah. Back then, it was better to have a twirl than a snackerjack because snackerjacks are second class citizens. It was second class, Chris. And the young lad goes to the police, and the police batter him.
Right.
Just like, are you chatting shit? Weirdo, and they beat him up in the cell and stuff. Anyway, it's Jeremy Thorpe is getting closer and closer to potentially becoming Prime Minister.
Yeah.
And he wants this kid murdered. So there's a murder plot. This guy shoots the gay lad's dog in front of him. Fucking brutal.
Fucking hell.
So the guy, and then he goes, your turn. Goes to shoot him, and the gun fucks up. So he obviously gets out of it and survives and stuff. All gets taken to court, and the judge just rinses this gay lad and leads the jury.
Right.
It's your choice to believe this respectable politician or this guy with mental health issues who's been caught lying in the past.
Yeah.
And just like led the jury down one way. So the guy got away with it.
Well,
hula hoops.
It's a good scandal.
It is a mint scandal of scandals, man.
Yeah, I like a scandal. I like a celebrity scandal.
Yeah, the guy who faked his death, the canoe man.
The canoe guy.
That was a sick scandal.
Yeah, that was a good scandal. And he was like just living next door.
Yeah.
Again, just the balls to go, why don't we do? Because he was in it with his wife. To him go, you know what we could just fake my death and I'll live next door. And they had kids.
I know.
Like grown up kids. Like,
well, it was that or blow up two buildings.
Yeah.
Stop doing 9/11, John. For fuck's sake.
Look, you did it once, it went pretty well, but not again.
I think the marketing of 9/11's great. Sounds so cool, doesn't it? 9/11.
Yeah.
It's like we're gonna have to pick a good day here.
Yeah. I broke my ankle on 9/11. Not in the attack, not there.
Your survivor story. Yeah.
Just me looking down the camera. Are we ready? Let me take you back.
Joe, you've just hit on something there that I hate in modern documentaries. And you'll know this, being obviously producer and stuff and making things. Is that scene where they're micing up the what's the subject? Like micing up the subject.
Yeah.
And you can hear the offstage mic going, "Am I good to go?" Yeah, just down the camera.
Yeah, are we ready? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Nick Gleason. I organised 9/11.
And then the next line is, "Well, where do we begin?"
And then intro.
Yeah.
I don't like that trope. It really annoys me.
Yeah, it's horrible. But I broke my ankle on 9/11. I just got into the football team at school.
Congrats.
For the first time.
What was your squad number?
Usually 10.
Was
you? I usually played in 10, yeah. I played up front. And I went home, was buzzing, and then I saw 9/11 on the telly, but I'll be honest, I wasn't really asked because I was in the football team. And I planned to meet my mate to play football straight after it was on the park. And on the way there, some of my next door neighbours were playing football. It's a very football heavy story. And they were only young. And I was like, I'll run around these for a bit because they're only really young because I set the pace. And I fell in a hole and broke my ankle. And basically missed most of that year's football games.
Oh, fucking hell.
And then when I was at uni, I broke my foot playing football for uni. And then it was a really short season. So I think it's like 8 weeks or whatever.
And so eight-week season?
Yeah, because there's not enough. There was eight games.
Maybe God, I had more than that with Wolfpack.
Yeah. So I broke my foot in the first game of my last year, right? And then the very last game, my foot was getting a bit better. So I was like, come on, it's my last ever game. You put me on for 5 minutes, I missed the whole thing. He's like, oh yeah, I'll put you on. I brought my other foot, the exact same spot.
I've done my ankles.
So that's my favourite disaster.
Yeah, because it links back to your feet. Yeah. If I should be, you were sound. 7-7, nothing happened. I got arrested the week after 7-7.
For terrorism? Were you part of it?
Just drinking on the street.
Yeah.
But I remember it being around the time of that. So I was 14. So I was drinking on the street. And what we used to do is we used to break into school and play cards on the benches.
Okay.
So we just used to play cards on the benches and stuff.
Why did you need to break into school to do that?
Because they had good benches.
The best benches are at school.
Yeah, so we were just playing like poker or whatever. So we weren't doing any harm, do you know what I mean? And then we went out drinking on the streets and someone phoned the police. So we're all running through the streets and it's just going through the entries. Yeah. I just happened to be at the back of my group. And the police car kept going into all the side streets trying to catch us and they parked in between two entries and they just got out. I was pissed. Don't have like four cans, I was 14. And they got out and went, right, what's in the bag? And 7-7 went in my head. So I got on both knees like this. I went, I'll come quietly. And they went, so I was like, it's armed police, you know what I mean? It's like PCS, I wasn't, and I'm like this. And he went, who was you with? And I went, I was on my own. And I was like, I was on my own. And I was like that to my mates, because my mates all did. And the police wanted to take me home. I went, oh, don't take me home to my mum, she'll kill me. I'm staying at my mate's house. So he took me to my mate's house. And my mate's mum bought us the booze.
Yeah.
But she was like, get in, you know, pretending to be arse. All my mates were there and went, why have they let you go? Have you ratted? And so like, who did you say you were with? I went, I said I was on my own. I said I was on my own, man. I went, why have they let you go then? I went, yeah. Because I've had three cans. It's not fucking murder.
Yeah, I'm not going to get jailed.
Like I've done a deal.
Me and my mate got stopped by the police. We were fucking about, I can't remember what we were doing. There's two of us. And we got caught by the police. And we used to always give fake names, but it'd always be someone from our year. Like, you do this in school. Yeah. Know you very well. And my mate, he's called Mike Grinnell. And they said to him, what's your name? And he said, Andy Shaw. And this is to me, what's your name? I said, Mike Grinnell.
Oh, that's amazing. That is so good.
There's nothing he can do because he's already given his fake name.
Grinnell Tower.
Yeah.
Another disaster.
Yeah. What's your favourite disaster, Crisp? What's your favourite disaster? Should we continue? Is anyone even listening?
People are listening.
Yeah, people have been listening and... Yeah, people hate themselves.
It's good content.
It is good
content. I think, although a lot of it's weird, but I think you're right with the Pringles tube. It's so versatile and a disaster.
Yeah. Look, we might not be right all the time, but we do make people think. We're opening up people's minds.
Listen, there is logic behind the madness, trust me.
Yeah. It's a mathematical certainty.
It's a mathematical certainty.
Right, that's the end. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.